is strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked.
It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Wednesday, the 21st of August. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. All right, well, my next guest says a couple of things. First of all, what about this post-Labor Day school start law, which I think should be enforced, but it's not, of course. Most school districts just go back to school whenever they ask for a waiver. It's given to them, which is too bad. My kids are back in school Monday. Some are already in. Some went back yesterday, from what I understand. And then, you know, the bipartisan consensus that the state has a revenue problem, I suggest they have a spending problem. My next guest, Chad Livengood, senior reporter at Crain's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Let's start with this school starting after Labor Day, which had pretty much support across the state when it was put through. At least I supported it. And if I supported it, hell, everybody else should, too. But it's pretty much gone away, hasn't it?
Well, about 200 school districts have now gotten waivers. Almost half of the school districts in the state seemingly have a waiver now to start school in August. They've either made a case they want to have what's known as a balanced calendar, where there's basically a shorter summer that's about 6 weeks from like late June to 1st of August. And it's really trying to focus on having more year-round learning. And it's designed to try to stave off education loss that happens when kids are out of school for long periods of time in the summertime. And so
a theory that I don't buy, by the way. I mean, I hear educators say that, but we all somehow survived and made our way through and created the world the way it is, you know, with summer vacation and enjoying that. So, you know, they want year-round schooling. I get it. It's something the unions want. I don't buy it. Go on.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really where the trend line is that this 2005 law has become basically irrelevant, that if any school district wants to get an opt-out waiver, they can. The other thing is they're trying to align it with also middle college and dual enrollment programs for high schoolers. I mean, these are policies that Lansing has pushed on schools. They want more dual enrollment. So they, in order to do that, they have to align their calendar with a community college in their town. So that's why they're, you know, and you, it's not, and it's not just downstate schools. I mean, for a while it was suburban Detroit schools, but now like Holland schools started this week, Sutton's Bay, Houghton Lake.
Sure, I mean, but what are the numbers on, places. I mean, big pushback was always about tourism. And I know when I go up north this weekend, there won't be nearly as many people as there were a few years ago this time of the year. I mean, I can see with my own eyes. I know there's not as many people. What about the tourism industry when it comes to late August?
Yeah, so the tourism industry is trying to adapt by basically trying to market to families with either young kids who aren't in school yet or childless couples of millennials or singles or empty nesters.
I mean, but have they lost money? That's the question.
Go ahead.
Have they lost money? I mean, that's the question. Are they losing money, Chad? I mean, the tourism industry in Michigan is getting punished.
Yeah, the Traverse City Tourism Bureau says they are losing money. They're seeing it in, you know, smaller crowds in restaurants this time of year. In late August, they're also seeing it in a decline. Basically, after the 15th of August, the hotel occupancy rate starts to drop. So, yeah, they're trying to market their late season to different people who don't have school-age children. This weekend, they have an Ironman race up in Traverse City to try to basically bring in a different type of clientele and tourists that to make up for the loss as more and more school districts around Michigan.
So, let me ask you this:
starting school earlier.
What kind of time are you hoping for?
What time are we hoping
for? What kind of time are you hoping for as you enter the Ironman contest? Come on, Chad, you can tell us.
Oh, I am not. I'm not an Ironman.
What?
Steve. I'm just a journalist.
Well, what are you? What? I mean, how are you going to cover the story unless you go out there and, you know, sweat your buns off? Come on, I see you out there doing it.
I could probably do the bicycle part of it, but that's about it.
Fair. Good man. That's me too. You know, and I'm a hell of an observer. You know, and I'm pretty good at that. The other thing that so we'll skip that for the year, but the other thing you're on here for, bipartisan consensus, you say the state has a revenue problem. You know, I would say that the state, like every other damn state, has a spending problem. But because what that tells me is not only are we going to get hit with higher gas taxes, like I saw broken on MERS News yesterday, that we're going to have, you know, stuff coming up for 20 cents or more per gallon tax increase from the Republicans. But where else are we going to see increases?
Well, this is basically in Lansing right now. The debate has been trying to figure out how to free up money. And they've been looking at this plan to try to possibly issue $10 billion of bonds to pump into the state school employees' pension fund in order to free up $900 million of their existing costs, essentially refinance the mortgage of school employee pensions from a 20-year payoff that Governor Snyder had set up to a 30-year payoff. And it's essentially kicking the can down the road. And in doing this, the motivation is that the cost of this is going to balloon to, by $1.5 billion if they don't make this move. And that's really kind of an admission by Republicans that there is actually a revenue problem, that there is not enough revenue to fulfill the needs and the mandates like pensions, the long-term obligations, the legacy costs of the state.
And so proving that Franklin Roosevelt was
Republicans are seemingly kind of coming around to the idea that they have to raise taxes at this point.
Yeah, and when I hear you say that, I just think to myself, Franklin Roosevelt was right. Public sector unions are just not a good idea, because this is what happens. You end up in a position where you've got all of these things you've got to pay out, mandatory payouts, that are, you know, above and beyond what you would have found in the private sector, and yet we in the private sector are on the hook for it, which and there's nothing you can do about it, is there?
This is the system that we've got. The payment schedule, the ballooning cost, has been basically set up by a Republican governor, Rick Snyder, because he wanted to get this thing paid off. You remember how he used to
talk
about that 2038 would be a great year to run for governor? That was the goal, to actually pay this off. Now, within 7 months of Rick Snyder leaving office, Republicans in Lansing are coming around to the idea that this is not attainable. So either they have to raise taxes, or we have to basically kick these costs down the road.
Well, it is attainable. You have to reduce somewhere.
They could do that. They certainly can. There's other places to cut, but it becomes sort of a debate now in Lansing. What type of social services are we going to get rid of? That turns into a big big political quagmire of trying to figure out, you know, how many thousands of people we're going to throw off of Medicaid, how many thousands of people we're going to let out of prison, what universities are we going to close? I mean, those are the kinds of decisions that state government faces because a tax revenue for state,
because of a failure of leadership. Yeah, a failure of leadership over many administrations, many political parties, many years. Or you could just do what Bernie Sanders says, turn half the population in prison loose. I mean, we can do that. I don't think we're going to solve it today, Chad. So I guess we'll have to spend the rest of the day prepping for that Ironman contest. You know, that'll be my goal. Yeah. But I appreciate it, as always, my friend. What are you writing about today? You got about 20 seconds.
We're looking at the next steps in transportation funding, and we'll see what the legislature is going to be entertaining here. I think we could possibly see a deal within the next week or so.
Well, that'd be a big deal. We'll definitely have you back to talk about that if they do reach that deal. Chad Livengood from Crane's Detroit Business. Always appreciate you being here, Chad.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
There you have it, Chad Livengood. Still to come, Dr. John Wyckoff will be here. I'm going to tell you how to get a brand-new reverse osmosis water system from Wolverine as well. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Autumn. Cool, crisp days, uncrowded streets, and the trees ablaze with color. It's time to discover beautiful Benzie County. Come pedal a path, kayak a quiet river, and at day's end, toast a fiery sunset. Make spectacular fall memories. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. For additional information, go to visitbenzie.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at michiganconstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out michiganconstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to michiganconstruction.com. That's michiganconstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.